dictation for Linda Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, February 28, 1970. Addressed to Mary Stunner, S-T-U-N-E-R, N-P. Dear Mary, a follow-up for Linda. With low sodium concentration and a component of metabolic acidosis, with preserved kidney function, last visit August 24. Recently gross hematuria, saw Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, at Covenant. I reviewed the cystoscopy report. For the most part, normal, without urinary retention. She has chronic problems of constipation, has followed University of Michigan, and also locally with the rectal surgeon, Dr. Bush, B-U-S-E-H. There has been prior documented abnormalities. With inability to defecate, pelvic floor dyssynergia, S-Y-N-E-R-G-I-A, dyssynergia. There was a rectocele as well as enterocele. There has been negative small bowel follow through with normal transit. Negative imaging. There has been some discussions about a colostomy. She's also seen rheumatology doctor Diola, D-I-O-L-A. He is back in business. Office at Freeland, F-R-E-L-A-N-D. He tried Imuran, but patient did not tolerate it. They didn't want to do Plaquenil because of concerns about cardiomyopathy and prolonged QTC. They are discussing about potential Benlista, B-E-N-L-I-S-T-A, patient concerned about side effects. She does have some hand joint pain as well as stiffness. She has severe acrocyanosis Raynaud. She does not smoke, but does uses nicotine vape. Also has a new teeth problem, given clindamycin, as she's allergic to amoxicillin. To see the dentist tomorrow, left upper maxillary area. Fever has resolved. Recent upper respiratory symptoms, but no shortness of breath, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, no rash, no mucosal ulcers, no alopecia. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Valion, Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S, Midodrine, Potassium, Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, Magnesium Replacement, Midalax, Mestinon, M-E-S-T-I-N-O-N, Bicarbonate, but apparently not taking consistently. Next paragraph, prison weight 95, blood pressure 100 and 270, no respiratory distress, no major edema, severe acrocyanosis, no ulceration, sensation normal on fingertips, no motor abnormalities, no thickening of the skin, other physical condition stable. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. This is from February. Normal white blood cell platelets, malanemia 12.7, normal kidney function, normal potassium, low sodium, low bicarbonate, normal albumin calcium, minor increase AST, liver function test not elevated, high magnesium, normal phosphorus, they tested her for JC virus, given the potential immunomedication. Most recent urine, 3+ of blood, trace of protein, and this is a change from baseline. Testing for her lupus. Lupus anticoagulant has been negative. Anticardiolipin negative. Antinuclear antibody positive. 1 out of 160. Homogeneous diffuse pattern until double-stranded DNA negative. Low C3, normal C4. TB testing, QuantiFERON negative, hepatitis B negative, prior testing, urine sodium less than 5, with a high urine osmolality, 693, this is likely hypovolemia, and she's not taking any diuretics. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. kidney function remains stable. She does have hematuria with negative ultrasound and cystoscopy. This very well can represent lupus nephritis. There is minimal proteinuria. She has positive serology, low C3 complements. She has some musculoskeletal symptoms and severe acrocyanosis, plus minus RENAT. Follows with rheumatology. They are offering her to use Benlista, Benlista. She, however, feels that that medication is being used for her bowel problems. That not necessarily is true. I think those are two different issues. She needs to call University of Michigan Gastroenterology. If they believe lupus is causing her bowel symptoms, in that case, the medication will be helping also for that purpose. From all her multiple symptoms, she mentioned that her bowel is the most important one for her. We also discussed the lupus nephritis diagnosis is based on a biopsy, that there are different types of histological changes. At this moment, her kidney function is stable. She will continue bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis as tolerated. The hyponatremia appears to be more hypovolemic. As she's not taking the diuretics, I wonder if this is related to GI losses. However, she complains of severe chronic constipation. She needs more education before deciding into this lupus treatment. All questions answered. Plan to see her back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.